Shalom Uvracha. As time goes on, in some ways the situation seems to be even more complicated. But together with that, we are strengthening our bitachon, which gives us a source of strength in every circumstance, every situation. And today's pasuk is exactly about that. V'hi Hashem mizgov ladoch. Hashem is the source of strength for the oppressed. Ladoch, referring to a person who is broken, cannot manage by himself, being oppressed from the outside. Mizgov leitot batzoro. Mizgov le'itois bat tzora is also a source of strength at times of tzora, at times of distress. The Radak happens to say that this pasuk is talking about the terrible feeling of distress of the time when the Plishtim were threatening to overcome Eretz Yisrael. It was very timely, the itois bat tzora. The times had come up that we have tzoras. Isis Batsara, some of Foshim, some of Falhersh, and others point out times, specific times that Hashem sets up. Al Derech the Medrash we mentioned in the past, that Hashem never destroys Klal Yisrael. Just from time to time, we have to go through Yisurim. This keeps us going. An idea from time to time, like the Medrash says, is to cause us to be nichna, to realize that Betzem, the nature of Klal Yisrael and Echanam is Ladoch. We are not the brazen, powerful nation. We are the nation that realizes we cannot manage by ourselves, and we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is our Miskov. So by feeling Doch, by feeling that in some way I'm oppressed, I'm crushed, but I have my Miskov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the most powerful. All these other people in Mibachutz, different nations from that seem to helping us in certain degrees. Everybody has their personal self-interest in it. They're not really out there for us. And we cannot rely on them at all, as most of us are seeing already. But we have someone we can rely on. Vayhi Hashem mizgov ladoch. Hashem, the midas harachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when it seems that we're a doch, even when it seems that we're in a itis letzora, in times of tzoras, Dafka, at those times, Hashem is closest to us. There's always that midas harachmim, because when we use it as a way to really feel how much we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to be our mizgov, our source of strength. We have, as we were describing, our day-to-day Chizuk and Bitochen, going to sleep, not just going to sleep, but realizing that Tashkiveni L'Sholem, Hashem puts me to sleep, Hashem wakes me up. All those complicated processes are happening. I'm appreciating them, and I realize when I get up in the morning, Rabbi Amunasecho, Hashem is so reliable every day, whether I'm a tzaddik or a rosha, Hashem is giving me the gift of life again. Hashem has trust in me. Hashem has love for me. Under all circumstances. And with that, we start our day with our Netilas Yadayim, recognizing if I have a new day of life, it's a new day of Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem, part of Avodas Hashem, like we mentioned in the past, is appreciating what we have and also Moedim, thanking Hashem for what we have. How much and how important it is that for us, some feel more, some feel less, a certain level of stress. When we hear the sirens, it definitely shakes us up. But by every tefillah and at the end of every day, we should take out a few seconds to pay attention to what we're saying in the Moedim Hashem, al chayina m'sum yudecho. Our life is in your hands. Tzu chayenu, you're the rock, the powerful force that keeps us going. Bogin yishenu, you protect us, you give us salvation. And as much as the more a person is nervous, the more he should be moedet Hashem, that which he was nervous was really not not necessary. He was in good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like Hashem was with us the past weeks and our entire lives, He will be us in the future. And then we said, Choisim Boch, we turn to Hashem for protection, Boch. But we realize that if we want to really do it right, not just turning to Hashem and say, and feel that Hashem is watching over us, which He does. The more we feel we're in His hands, the more Hashgach we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to really do it right is Boch, the Chov Beis Oisius of the Torah, strengthening our Limra Torah, mitzvahs, chasodim. We spoke about trying to mechazik one another, to come to the shul, to be kovei itim. Specifically, we're working now on Ma'ariv. One of the three Ma'arivs come, spend a little time. That little extra effort makes a tremendous difference for us in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the itus basora, in our day-to-day life, it sounds interesting. Nobody would dream of it, maybe. But the Gemara says, "Koshim nekovim shel odim ki yoyim hamisa ki kriyas yamsuf." There's something about just going to the bathroom, relieving ourselves, which is as hard as a day of misa and kriyas yamsuf. In other words, it needs a tremendous hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the body to work in the proper fashion that only the good should stay in, and all the Psoilus, the matter which is either the body has no use for, and many types of matter which are dangerous for the body by itself, Hashgachas Hashem, gets rid of it. And we say in Asher Yotzer, Hashem created us with a nekovim, with the different holes, different orifices, and imi paseach achod meim yisayim yim shalos kaim lefonecha. Some say afilu shoachas, but everything has to open and close at the right time. Even the food, when it's going into our body, it goes through different stages. From our mouth, down our neck, it has to go into the right neck. If it goes chas v'shalom into the area of the lungs, the windpipe, but choked to death chas v'shalom. And it's not something we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the bria, that this whole complicated system that closes off that area so we can swallow in the right fashion. And then the digestive system has to go through the stomach, intestines, small intestine, large intestine. And each one has an opening and a closing. If they be all open to one another, we will not digest anything. Because the stomach is a very acidic, and the intestine is the opposite. If they mix together, they just neutralize one another. And many, many, many other things that are happening in the different nekovim and chalulim in our body. So just the process of eating, digesting the food, and kind of on the final stage that our kidneys are working, and the digestive system is working to remove all the poisons from our body. That's kikriyas yamsif, kiyoyim hamisa. We're going through it on a day-to-day basis, many times in the course of the day, without paying attention to it. And that's what we're working on now. His boininess, pay attention. When I do go to the bathroom, an amazing thing happens within my body, and I'm thankful for Hashem. Reifu kol bosu maflila sois. He is our doctor, and He does amazing things. And by doing so, like once again, we're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Open up our eyes. Moch Hashem, my body is working. My neshama is back. I have the opportunity to do mitzvahs. I want to do mitzvahs. Going to the bathroom. People don't even relate to it as anything. We relate to this as an important thing, that we're proud of it, that we're saying Asher Yotzer. Because that's a way of recognize me. Psori, echzer lekai. From my own body, I can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashgiach HaVolba used to point out, the only bracha that says, Kisei Kvoidecha is Asher Yotzer. Because dafka from the things that the average person doesn't appreciate, doesn't pay attention to the greatness of what's happening, we do. And that brings us close to the Kisei HaKovod. Should be Zeicha, means Hashem, to realize Hashem Mizgav Ladoch. Hashem is our source of strength. Klal Yisrael is the Doch. We're the nation that everybody is trying to trample on. But Adarabba, when they trample on us, that's the time for us to show Hashem we recognize we're more powerful than anybody in the world. Because we're with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and specifically Misgav Le'itos Batzora. When we have those times that come up, every time and again it comes out through our history, that we're in a terrible tzara, then Hashem is our Misgav. We'll show Hashem as our Misgav. We'll go through every minute of the day paying more attention to all the wonderful Hatzolos and Chasodim that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spiritually, physically, and Yirtzeh Hashem, Hashem will be with us and save us from all the tzaras. We'll see Yeshua Shleima b'mheira.